Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
I don't think it's going to be a disaster if he signs, but I just think, to me, it's just sort of pointless because he's not building for the future. You're going to tread water for a year, and that might not be the best thing. Maybe you need to think a little bit and have a lifeguard throw you a raft in the form of a top seven pick.
Our guest just before, Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh. Not that this is lost on him. I'm sure it isn't. It's always important. It's necessary to factor in who is making the decision and what are their incentives. And I think, you know, references to the Bills drought, none of those coaches really had the time. They decided, I think, you know, probably correctly, that they didn't have the time to invest in whoever the 11th overall pick at quarterback might have been. And Donahoe, this goes back 20-plus years now with Lossman, like, he kind of did. I mean, he moved in as the president of football operations or whatever his exact title was, and he would have thought, like, I'll be here for this. I don't know if Greg Williams will be here for this, but I'll be here for this. And that's something, you know, you have the Giants example where people wonder if the GM will even be there. I don't know from the Steelers. I mean, the coach has been there for so long. But I think a lot of times it just comes down to that, where I can, it's not a high pick. It's a mid pick. I can do this, but what are my odds? And then the team opts out. I mean, the Steelers could have done what? Jackson Dart? They could have done that. Maybe the Steelers are a team that could get away with it because of Tomlin and his longevity. But, you know, the Giants kind of beat them. Well, the Steelers could have picked them. The Giants got
right.
them after
the Giants
that.
Came in. Yeah, right. I mean, and where the Giants moved into, it wasn't even the end of the first round. It was only a couple of picks after the Steelers pick. So, you know, maybe we all would have gone, oh, I can't believe they picked Jackson Dart at 21 or whatever. But I don't know. After last year when Michael Penix surprisingly got picked at 8th, there probably would have been even less of that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's funny. You mentioned Donahoe there. Like, I mean, he orchestrated the Bledsoe trade, but then had, you know, at least, look, not a lot went real well while he was the team president and in charge here, including insulting the fan base pretty grievously near the end of his run here. But pivoting from Bledsoe to Lossman, I mean, the draft pick made it, you know, functionally realistic that was what he was going to do, but he didn't wait around. You know, like, they paid a price to get Bledsoe, and I think he recognized, I've got a deteriorating player here. His history after he left here tells you all you need to know about that. And I'm not going to keep hoping that this is going to work. And, you know, they were coming off of, right, Bledsoe left here after 04. Like, they just missed. So they were kind of Steelers-y, not for a long time, but they were on the fringe of that sort of contention, wild card playoff contention. And he went, yeah, no. And I respect that he did that in the end. But, yeah, the Steelers just can't – they just can't get there, I guess. You know? Like, What is the best case scenario? They get Rodgers, and like Will is saying, they win their 10 games and get in, and what? They're hoping to have a game where TJ Watt has two strip sacks and they win, even though they're outgunned. I mean, that could happen, you know, but
anything can work.
Right. But man, I just think that's, after all this time, it's got to be getting pretty tough to just keep going to that well.
One might be listening to this, hearing the 04 Bills example, like, well, the Steelers get into the playoffs as the 7th seed. If there were 7 seeds back then, the Bills would have made it, but they would not. As close as they were in 2004, their loss to the Steelers, that last game, landed them 9th in the AFC. So even then, they were never top 7 in all those years. They were never top 7, let alone top 6. 803-0550 is the number. Checking back in on NFL Nerd. No change.
Where are Fox and Prime?
Where are Fox and Prime? Prime, I assume, is in a box by my garage.
What are you doing? Yeah, right. Or in my wife's email. Where are you, Prime?
One Fox? Of you is a Prime member that knows what that game is going to be.
Let's go. Get us some new. Whatever. It's 4:38 on the Monday of schedule week. Yeah, I'm making this into like it's a thing everyone knows about. Like it's schedule week. It's, come on.
Schedule week. Opening week is bad enough now. In baseball, do they have opening week? Right. Schedule week. I love it, but I can relate to Will being like, no.
Kickoff weekend.
Kickoff weekend. Well, what is the prime, whenever it happens, what is the prime announcement going to be? Week two, Thursday night? And is that what they did last year? Did we know Bills-Miami in advance, week two? I feel like yes.
I think the answer to that is yes. I think what they did is they told us what their first game was going to be. I don't know. Yeah, and was last year their second year doing it?
So maybe. I don't remember.
I don't remember what year one was. But that would make sense. I mean, unless they've got – do they have
– I think Chargers-Chiefs was their first ever game.
Okay. Do they not have Black Friday? That is them, right? That's Prime – right, Netflix is Christmas. I think Black Friday is Prime.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe that's what...
That's the announcement?
Maybe. If I'm right about that, I think I'm right about that. Now I don't know. Now I'm shaky about it.
Might be.
I'm trying to remember if we're in here together for the first one. The Jets. It was a Jets game.
Jets-Miami.
Yeah. And... we watched it, but if it was on Prime, I don't think we had that. I don't even know. Anyway, I think that is their game. So maybe that's what we get, if we get anything.
I think that game was on in this studio.
Yeah.
And we were working because it was a Friday.
Right. That's what I remember, too. So I don't know how we did that unless we had Prime, which I guess is possible. But
Joe's mom.
The fire stick.
I think probably it was Joe's mom's account.
We probably had that. Yeah.
When did the Bills last lose a game on a Thursday?
That's a good question because I just saw, I think it was Warren Sharp. That's what you're referencing. They're 6-0, their last six Thursday games.
He did
games.
The whole league since 2020. The Bills' undefeated stretch on Thursdays goes back before that. The Dallas Thanksgiving game was 2019. Mm. They've won their last seven Thursday.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Games. Their last loss being that Jet night game.
Oh, the colorblind game?
I think it was the colorblind game. Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing for the Jets. We had Tyrod.
Okay. That's quite
I was at Kohl's.
That's a while ago. Yeah.
That's the last time we lost on a Thursday. I was at Kohl's.
You were at Kohl's?
Might be the last time I was there. I don't know. It hasn't been that often since then. But Thursdays have been... their day. And this year, that's Christmas. Thursday. And Thanksgiving. Of course. The latest speculation seems to be that the Bills will not play on Christmas. I kind of thought, it started to sound like a given that they would.
Me too.
Three games.
Yep.
And the Hallmark movie.
The Hallmark movie thing. Right.
Maybe that Hallmark movie takes a dark turn. And it isn't the kind of movie where you'd want to be, you know, associated with the team. Like, you want to keep it separate. Maybe there's, you know, something bad happening. Maybe it's the first ever Hallmark horror movie.
Oh, no.
they're trying to change their image a little bit. What do you think? Maybe?
I mean, anything is possible. but I can't. Sorry, I'm busy Googling. I meant to do this during a break, but now I'm using your time I want to find out who owns the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to look that
who
up.
Who owns the Hallmark Channel?
Like, who are they affiliated with? I mean,
this is important.
My Google search. Hallmark Channel is an American cable television network owned by Hallmark Media, a subsidiary of Hallmark Cards. Thanks.
They're their own man.
Yeah.
Hallmark is its own man.
They aren't. I would have assumed that they were, had an affiliation with someone. Bigger than that. I mean, not that.
Big Card?
I want to be talking Hallmark down, but yeah, bigger than Big Card. Yeah, that's right.
Hallmark's like, we're Hallmark. We don't need you. Investors swoop in to try to take over the Hallmark line. Hallmark says no. We want to be ourselves.
Yeah. Owner Hallmark Cards. Parent Hallmark Media. Mm-hmm. Sister channels. Hallmark Family, Hallmark Mystery,
Hallmark Plus,
Hallmark Dynasty Fantasy. Wait, I read that wrong.
Hallmark Horror. No.
Hallmark Death and Dying. No. I should have stopped. Anyway, yeah. I just assumed they were under a wing of one of the bigger companies.
Stephen King's Hallmark. They would never. What about that Shawshank cartoon? Isn't that Hallmark, that series that's out on the behind the scenes at the Shawshank prison?
Do you know that the family that...
Yeah, I do not. I already know I don't know this.
The Hall, their last name is Hall.
Is it?
Yes.
The founders of Hallmark are named Hall?
Yes.
The Hall Mark, family. Is it Mark Hall?
Who are the owners of Hallmark? The Hall family.
Is there a Mark Hall?
I don't have...
There should be.
No.
That is a great name.
I've got a CEO here, Mike Perry.
No.
Anyway, the Halls.
All right. Well, that doesn't help us.
No, None of this helps us. I was looking for information about them being affiliated with, Fox or NBC or, whatever. Netflix or something, but no.
And there's no game on Hallmark.
No, just this Bills movie. Yeah.
Just a Bills movie.
Yeah.
Wow, how surreal that would have seemed however many years ago.
That the Bills would be featured Hallmark Christmas movie?
There'd be a Bills Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of this stuff.
Like, did the Bills make it, and then Hallmark went into financial ruin, and the Bills offered their... movie about, the years in the rock pile and Hallmark is airing it? Okay, sure. But not an original product.
Right. There's a lot we're just kind of taking for granted here. Like, the Bills quarterback's going to be on the Today Show today. There must be an announcement. Oh, no, it's actually going to be Wednesday. The Bills quarterback is on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And everybody knows who he is.
You don't have to explain it.
We are living in very different times here, folks.
My friend Greg says the colorblind game was the year before, and then in 17 they played again and lost to the Jets. The Bills won there on a Thursday night. Because Rex Ryan was the coach. He was getting revenge on them. In 17 it would have been McDermott. Anyway,
right.
The 17 game is their last.
Okay.
Their last Thursday loss. Okay. None of these Chief playoff games was on a Thursday. So that's, I don't have to look that up.
Haven't had that happen.
But you're busy looking up the Hallmark Channel.
I'm done now. I've closed that window.
Schedule week.
It's over.
Listen to it. Listen to schedule week.
I'm Googling Hallmark Channel.
That's moments in schedule week.
The desperation
includes Bulldog Googling Hallmark to try to find if there's a clue. And heretofore, there is not. Does that sound right? Is that good English? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.